Today is July 20th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover why magnesium may matter more than calcium for strong bones, and what doctors discussing Senator Lindsey Graham's death want you to understand about the quiet warning signs behind aortic dissection. Before we get into any of that, I want to remind you of something simple but powerful. Your health is not something that happens to you. It's something you participate in every day, through small choices and honest conversations with the people who care for you. Advocating for yourself doesn't mean becoming a medical expert overnight. It means staying curious, asking questions, and trusting that you deserve clear answers. That mindset is the thread running through everything we're about to talk about. Let's start with your bones, because there's a common misconception worth gently correcting. Most of us grew up thinking bone health is basically a calcium story. Drink your milk, take your calcium pill, done. But, according to Dr. Eric Berg, that picture is incomplete. Think of calcium as bricks for a wall. Bricks alone don't build anything sturdy. You need a mason directing where each one goes. That mason, in this metaphor, is magnesium. Your bones actually hold more than half of your body's magnesium supply, and that magnesium is what tells calcium where to settle. Without enough of it, calcium can float around without properly building bone density, even if your blood tests look perfectly normal. Building on that, there's a deeper chain reaction happening in the background. Low vitamin D can trigger your body to release more parathyroid hormone, which in turn pulls calcium out of your bones to keep your blood level steady. But here's the twist. Vitamin D itself can't do its job properly without enough magnesium either. So these nutrients are less like separate ingredients and more like a small support team, each one leaning on the others to function well. Now it's worth pausing on something honest here. Even Dr. Berg's own guidance shows some internal tension. In one video about osteoporosis, he discusses very high vitamin D doses under supervision. In a separate Q&A, he cautions people to keep their vitamin D blood levels under 100 nanograms per milliliter, easing off once they get there. That's not a contradiction to be alarmed by, it's actually a useful lesson. Even experienced educators adjust their guidance based on individual labs and context. That's exactly why any supplement decisions, especially high-dose ones, deserve a conversation with your own provider rather than a one-size-fits-all approach copied from a video. More importantly, this mineral story shows up again with blood pressure medication. Thiazide diuretics, commonly prescribed for high blood pressure, tend to deplete potassium, and low potassium has been linked to higher diabetes risk because potassium helps regulate the cells that produce insulin. Here's a detail worth sharing with your doctor if this applies to you. The potassium supplements often paired with these medications typically provide only about 99 milligrams, while the general daily recommendation is closer to 4,700 milligrams. That's a meaningful gap, and it's a perfectly reasonable thing to raise at your next appointment. Now let's shift to the heart, because a similar pattern of quiet gradual change shows up here too. Doctors discussing the medical understanding behind Senator Lindsey Graham's death explained that aortic dissection, a tear in the aorta, the body's largest blood vessel, almost never happens without warning behind the scenes. It usually follows a slow weakening of the vessel wall, often connected to atherosclerosis, which is really just plaque building up and hardening inside the arteries over time. They pointed to smoking as carrying probably the highest individual risk, alongside long-standing uncontrolled blood pressure, obesity, insulin resistance, and chronic inflammation. And importantly, they were careful to add that dissection can sometimes happen even without any of these risk factors present. So if this has touched your family, there's no blame to carry. Sometimes the body simply surprises us. What ties these two stories together, bone health and heart health, is this idea of silence. Magnesium deficiency is notoriously hard to catch on a standard blood test, because most of your magnesium lives inside your cells, not floating in your bloodstream, where a simple draw can see it. High blood pressure carries that same reputation. It's often called a silent killer precisely because you usually can't feel it creeping upward. In both cases, the lesson is the same. Waiting for a symptom to show up is not a strategy. Regular, proactive check-ins with your provider are what actually catch these silent processes early. So what does this mean for your day-to-day? Here's one simple, cost-free step. Think about adding one magnesium-rich food to a single meal. A large leafy salad, or even a small square of dark chocolate counts. It's a gentle way to support the mineral teamwork behind your bones, without reaching for any supplement or spending a dime. If you've been putting off a blood pressure check, today is a good day to schedule it. And if you take a thiazide diuretic, jot down a note to ask your provider about potassium-rich foods like leafy greens, avocado, or beans at your next visit. A short walk later today, even just 10 or 15 minutes, supports both your bones and your heart at the same time. No gym, no equipment, just movement. And one important safety note before we close, nothing in this briefing replaces guidance from your own healthcare provider. High-dose vitamin D, vitamin K2, and a magnesium protocol as mentioned here are one educator's personal framework, not established clinical guidance. And starting them without medical supervision carries real risk. If you take prednisone, proton pump inhibitors, or thiazide diuretics, mention that to your provider, since each can shift your mineral balance. And if you or someone you love experiences sudden, severe, or tearing chest or back pain, fainting, a sudden severe headache, or unexplained bleeding, please treat that as urgent and seek immediate medical care rather than waiting to see if it passes. Your body has been quietly working on your behalf this whole time. Today, give it one small acknowledgement back, a magnesium-rich food, a walk, or simply a phone call to book that checkup. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.